Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Another page of I Used to Be Cool. Yes. You know what I did yesterday for about 20 minutes? I hopped onto Amazon and looked for spoons.
Jeremy.
Why?
Spoons.
What?
I went spoon shopping yesterday. I don't know what the hills is going on in my house, but everybody's got the silverware drawer, right?
Yeah.
You know what's consistently full? The knives, the forks. Spoons? No idea where all the spoons have gone in the house.
Someone has stolen the spoons.
I mean, we probably have 24 spoons. No idea where they are.
That's funny.
Completely gone. I went up to my son's bedroom, sniffed around up there because he's in that age where he's bringing everything up to his room and everything sits now for weeks. I didn't find a spoon up there at all. So I'm wondering if he's getting lazy and just like scraping food and maybe sometimes just scraping it and throwing the spoon in the trash, not thinking because his head's in his phone or something.
Yeah.
But the spoons are gone. And it really was a problem last night when we had leftover soup that I pulled out of the fridge because we had a bunch of stuff to do, filled up four bowls of soup for everybody, went to the drawer with the silverware, no spoons!
Gotta eat it with a fork.
I basically told everybody, I guess y'all are tipping it up and slurping it tonight.
You've got the big serving spoon.
You know what I did? There's two giant serving spoons.
Yeah.
I put those out. And for some reason, we still have a couple baby spoons in the drawer.
Oh,
so they're SpongeBob spoons or whatever. And they're tiny for like a toddler. I gave one to Nicole and I gave one to Reed. I was like, sorry, this is what's going on tonight.
This is our spoon game I bet you they are throwing them away because it's just like a lazy factor too. I'd be counting your bowls also just because when they're that age, they don't think
about... You have teenage brain.
Yeah, and they don't think about consequences and stuff. I can guarantee you spoons have been thrown away.
I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't want to bring it up because I know this is kind of ridiculous. The bowls have gone missing as well.
I don't know
how you nailed that. Probably 20 bowls in the cabinet.
Yeah.
I opened it up the other day, three.
Yeah.
Three. We couldn't even, if we had had that last night, we wouldn't even have four bowls to have soup in. We would have three bowls and baby spoons.
And, I can almost guarantee you right now, and I don't mean to get in Reed's kitchen, and maybe it's Lila too, but it's definitely a child who is taking this food, bringing it up to their room, and then it sits there, and then it goes through their mind, if I bring this downstairs, my parents are going to see that there's crusty, SpaghettiOs in this bowl for a week, and I'm going to get in trouble for it. So I'm just going to throw it away, and they'll never know.
Yep.
That's
crusty
what happens.
Spoon.
I went through this where I was like, do you know how expensive spoons are? Like, you can't be just throwing them away. Like, you're not going to get in trouble for a crusty spoon, I promise. Like,
right. I'm just going to make you scrub it.
Yeah.
I will make you scrub it.
The conversation needs to be had with the children, though, of please stop
it's
throwing
today.
Away.
It's happening today because roughly between like 1 and 4 today, Amazon is dropping off 2 boxes of spoons. So the spoon drawer is going to be overflowing tonight. I didn't even know you could do this, but you can't just go on and buy silverware that is just spoons.
You're going to be like, Oprah, you get a spoon, get a spoon.
We're going to be having soup for weeks now. Weeks! So Katie came in this morning and said, oh my God, I almost killed some people yesterday. What happened?
So, I go on my walk every day, right? And I am over by the golf course for a good part of it. And there is this portion of my walk where I have to cross a pretty busy street. But where the walking path spits out by the golf course, it's like a block away from the crosswalk. So if I want to cross the street where the walking path picks up, I need to go out of the crosswalk completely just in the middle of the street. And I usually am pretty good at it. Like I see the cars coming. They have a speed bump coming from the left. So they're always coming a little slower. From the right is what I really have to be careful because they come quick and there's trees to where I can't see. But again, I'm usually pretty good at this stretch of road that I have to cross because I do it almost every single day. Well, yesterday I was trying to cross the road and the people coming from the left were going slow. So I got halfway through the street and there's a little median right in the middle of the street that I pause at. And the person coming from the right I was like in the median thinking that they were going to keep going and then I was going to go right after them. So like Frogger, right?
Cause, oh, yeah, yeah.
So they were going to go. I was going to go right after them and then there was a truck coming. So my mind was I'm going to let this little car go. It's Frogger. It's my turn. But again, there's no crosswalk where I need to cross. And there it's all the way down the block to get in the crosswalk, which...
Is where you're supposed to go.
It's where I'm supposed to go.
You're supposed to legally do that.
This is totally my fault.
This is on you. Now that you're starting
the
story, I'm like, this is all on you.
This is my fault, but I still wanted to tell the story. So anyway, I'm waiting for this lady in the car to go past me so then I can go after her and beat the truck. Well, I don't think the lady in the car saw me, and I freaked her out. And so I came from behind the tree. And again, I was expecting her to keep going. She slammed on her brake so quick, and I saw her face. Like, she thought she was going to hit me. So then I
jumped back. She thought it was probably a suicidal crackhead
or something. Exactly. Like, she was probably like, what is this lady doing? And so then I jumped back, and the truck behind her had to swerve because she slammed on her brakes, and he almost hit her. And then he slammed on his horn, and it was, and I just started screaming. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I know it's my fault.
I'm just out for my walk and I'm cracked out.
This has never happened before. Like the conundrum that I caused on this street. And then I just ran away. I literally just ran away.
In Katie's fashion.
I'm sorry. That's what I said. I said, I'm sorry.
You're such a dork.
As I'm running away. But if that lady and that guy are listening right now, I am so sorry. My
That's
Frogger
on me.
In my brain
Can
didn't work out.
Can you describe the vehicles?
Like, yeah, it was like a little sedan, like a black car. It was probably like a Volvo, like an older Volvo. And then the truck was definitely a GMC because it was green, but it looked like yours. And so that's what I thought that it was. Yeah. So immediately I was like, but anyway, it was just, it all happened so fast.
We could have lost you yesterday.
I know. It
Can you put
so
in
quick.
Like a petition to have a crosswalk installed there?
Yeah,
or
and that's the thing.
Somebody with a stop sign?
I have like been around, like I've seen other people do the same thing, like where the walking path stops on the golf course and then picks back up across the street. Like everybody,
why do they do that then?
I don't know. And then down the street,
they're just encouraging people to get hit.
I've seen so many people do it. And again, the trees that are blocking the people coming from the right, like. It is just a lot, but I'm just going to be even more careful on my walks now. I'm not going to try the Frogger thing. I may even just go walk down the block and be in the crosswalk.
Can you put on like a fluorescent vest now when you go?
You need to.
And you need like a hat with like a flashing light on it.
I know. I need to be safe. Like that's the thing is
Or, this is crazy. You just go down a little further and you hit the button where the stoplight is and you wait for, there's this little guy that comes up. It's the neatest thing. It's like a little walkie guy and he's green. You're like, doo-doo-doo, and that encourages people at that moment when that guy comes on.
Yeah.
For you to cross safely.
Yeah.
It's a new thing they've got now.
Well, I
so
might
you
think
should,
about it.
You should check that out.
I'll process that.
Yeah. It's the don't die sign is what it is.
I like
Look
that.
Into it. Google it really
I
quick.
I like not dying.
Yeah, yeah.